You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, we're back with another episode of the Silsila, the Jewel of Creation, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, up until now, we've discussed many aspects of the life and the seerah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. And today, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will bring to you another aspect of the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But before continuing with today's topic, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, let's make some good intentions. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, that the intention of the believer, this is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions, inshaAllah, that we will watch the silsila from the beginning up until the end, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever knowledge that we will gain in this silsila, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will take the opportunity of writing it down and capture that knowledge as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this silsila to become a means for our connection and our relationship with Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be increased and to become stronger, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's begin with the virtues and the blessings of sending salawat and salam, peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been reported and mentioned in the booklet of Amir al-Sunnat, translated by the Majlis-e-Tarajim of Dawat-e-Islami, Blessings of Salat and Salam, that Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Damat Barakatun Aliya, have quoted a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal will shower 10 blessings upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. My dear disciples, today inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will discuss and talk about the topic of the various mu'ajizat, miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the previous two silsilas and episodes, we have discussed and talked about the revelation of the Holy Quran and the journey of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These two events in the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, these are known as, and they are categorized amongst the major miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We know from the teachings of the ulama that all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been blessed with certain number of mu'jizat. Some may have been blessed with a few, some slightly more, some with a large amount. But our beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is that prophet that has been blessed and has been granted more mu'jizas in number than any other prophet before him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, every single prophet that had a particular type of mu'jiza, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was also blessed with the same level or even better than the mu'jizas and the miracles of the prophets before him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, today we will be going into more detail about the various miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Like we've already mentioned in the silsila about the childhood of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he, whilst in his cradle, he used to move his finger, and the moon used to move in accordance to the direction of the finger of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is from amongst the miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the entire event of Sayyida Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who came to get Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that entire event that we mentioned in our silsila, these are all different miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So as an infant, as a very young child, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's miracle became apparent to the people of this world as well. But inshallah azza wa jal, today we will talk about the various miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji Harun bhai, which miracle would you like to share with the views of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal?
It says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was present in the garden of a Ansari, and suddenly whilst he was in this garden, a camel started to make a loud noise, which the camel was also in that garden, and it started to make a loud noise, and later it started to cry. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went towards the camel and he placed his blessed hand over the head of that camel, and after that the camel became a bit consoled and it calmed down. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired about the owner of this camel. Who does this camel belong to? Then it was told that this camel, it belongs to an Ansari. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said to that Ansari that Allah Azzawajal has granted you people control over these animals. Thus it is obligatory upon you to show them mercy. Your camel has complained to me that you give it little food and make it do a lot of work. This camel is complaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about its hardship, about how much work its owner makes it do. And just from here we can contemplate and we can try to realize, even the animals, you know, for a person to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make him complain about his master, or a slave to go and do this sort of thing, is, you know, understandable. But for an animal to cry out and then to complain and to give his plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truly is a miracle like no other.
And definitely from this we also learn that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the power to understand the animal as well. Subhanallah, what a beautiful miracle of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Harun bhai, you mentioned very beautiful mu'jizas of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I would also like to share a very beautiful incident and a very famous incident as well. And this is the incident of the splitting of the moon. This is known as Shakkul Qamar, meaning the splitting of the moon. And this event took place while Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was still in the city of Makkatul Mukarramah, meaning before Hijrah, before traveling towards Madinatul Munawwara. And the reason this came about is like we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, that the mu'jizas and the miracles that are given to the prophets, these are means to show their prophethood. The disbelievers that do not believe in them, they would ask the prophets that show us something that is out of the ordinary so that we can believe that you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have been sent as a prophet and a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disbelievers of Makkah, they also requested Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to perform such a miracle as a proof of his prophethood and his nabuwa. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in return to this, he performed this miracle of the splitting of the moon. It is mentioned that during the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the moon is split into two. And one piece of that moon was seen on the top of the mountain, and the other one was seen on the other side of the mountain. And after demonstrating this miracle towards the disbelievers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to them that be a witness to this. Allah azza wa jal has also referred towards this particular event in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 1 and 2, translation of which is that the hour came near and the moon was split. And after they see any sign, they turn their faces and say this is a magic which has been manifested. So even after seeing such a miracle, the disbelievers, they turned their faces and still did not accept and take iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Imagine such a huge miracle that the moon is being split in front of your face. And still, the disbelievers of Makkah, they still did not accept iman upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam at that stage. The question here also arises that this miracle, was it bound to the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah or was it out of that city as well? Because the disbelievers, they said that this was magic. This is that they said Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing magic upon us, and it is just an illusion in front of our face that half of the moon is seen on one side and half of the moon is seen on the other side. So what happened was that when people would come from out of Makkah, they would ask them that we saw that the moon was split in two. Did you also see this? And they also said, we did see this. So it wasn't something that was just in the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, but rather this was done out, this was visible outside the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah as well. That other people that were coming into the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they saw this miracle also taking place, that the moon was split into two. So, my dear disciples and viewers of Madani channel, these are the beautiful miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we need to understand and we need to realize as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, like the other prophets alayhi wa salatu wa sallam as well, used miracles to tell and to teach the masses about his prophethood. As this is a form of a proof for the Prophet that he is able to perform miracles that are something that are out of the ordinary as well. Let's listen to another miracle of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, and he reports that we were at Hudaybiyah, and we, yani the companions, we were very thirsty. So we went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we told him that we were very thirsty, and that we need water and we only have a little bit of water left. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he placed his hand in the container and water began to flow from his blessed fingers like a spring. And the people, they quenched their thirst using this water then. And Sayyiduna Jabir further states that there were 1500 people at that time, but this water that was gushing forth from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it was enough for 100,000 people.
This reminds me of that couplet of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Mawlana Shah, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan radiyallahu ta'ala an. And we know from his kalam that he concises many ayat of the Quran and many events from the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And he does it again here as well. Ungaliyan hai faiz par, toote hai pyaase jumakar, nadiya panjab rahmat, ki hai jari vah vah.
انگلیاں ہیں فیض پر ٹوٹے ہیں پیاسے چوم کر انگلیاں ہیں فیض پر ٹوٹے ہیں پیاسے چوم کر ندیاں پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری ندیا پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری.
This is the beautiful quality of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Such an event, he puts it in a small couplet like that. And definitely this is a very beautiful miracle of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For the views of Madani channel, it will be an interesting point as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal, that the ulama, they mention in their books that what is the most superior water on this earth? When we ask this question, generally the first thing comes into our mind is Zamzam water. Okay? But the ulama, they mention that the water that came from the blessed fingers of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam during this event, that water is the most superior water in this world. Why would it not be when it's come out of the blessed fingers of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Zamzam, it began through the heel of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. But this water, it came directly from the fingers of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to also drink from the hands of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from Abi Qawthar on the Day of Judgment as well, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers on Madarin channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, with discussing the various miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of the great companions and a very famous companion of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an. He is that companion that conveyed so many ahadith of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that it is unbelievable. He states, and he mentions one event that took place. He says that during a ghazwa, a particular war, ghazwa is that war in which Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam himself participated as well. So the battles that took place in which Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala himself participated in, they known as ghazawat. Okay? So Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala and he mentioned that during a particular ghazwa, the army of the Muslims, they didn't have anything to eat. And at this time, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he turned to me and asked that, do you have anything? He turned to Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala and asked Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala that, do you have anything? And I replied that I have a few dates in my bag. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said that, bring that bag to me. I brought it to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and in total in that bag, there were 21 dates. 21 dates in that bag. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he put his blessed hand over them, and then he made dua. And he said that, I called 10 people, they came and they ate till they're full. Then they left. And again, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he ordered me, call another 10 people. I called another 10 people, they ate to their full until they were satisfied and they also left. In groups of 10, people continued to come to the court of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and each one of them ate to their full and then they left.
And this was from the bag that had 21 dates in it.
This was from the bag that had only 21 dates in it. And Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he mentions that this continued happening. 10 people would come, eat to their full, would return until the entire army came, ate to their full, and then returned as well. Thereafter, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he pointed towards the remaining dates and said, oh Abu Huraira, put them in your bag and eat from it whenever you like, but do not empty out that bag. Eat from it whenever you want, but do not empty out that bag. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, and he goes on and he says that I ate dates from that bag, not only in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, but also in the reign and the khilafat of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and in the khilafat of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an, and in the time of Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an as well. And in addition to distributing dates to other people as well, I also gave about 50 wask of dates in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I ate more than 200 wask of dates myself. But when Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala was martyred, that bag, it was stolen from me. So throughout the remaining life, apparent life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he continued to benefit from that bag that only had 21 in it. An entire army ate from it. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, and he ate from it throughout the blessed life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, throughout the khilafat of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and throughout the khilafat of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, even throughout the khilafat of Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala. And then he mentions that the day Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala was martyred, that bag, it was stolen from me. This is the mu'jiza of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. 21 days becoming sufficient for such a long time. And this is the blessing of the blessed hand of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It just goes to show like what is not possible for our master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he made a handful amount of dates turn into such an amount which lasted for the lifetime of many.
Definitely.
Subhanallah.
The same companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he narrates another event that took place in the life of the Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he was amongst those companions that are known as the Ashab al-Sufa, meaning those companions that left everything to sit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and learn the religion of Islam. And this is one of the reasons why Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he narrates so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Because he was most of the time in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, learning the knowledge of Islam, and then he was spreading it out as well. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he narrates another event. And he says that by Allah Azza wa Jal, who has no partner, he swore an oath right at the beginning to emphasize this event, so that there's no question left after it, that whether he is just saying it or it's actually a true event that took place. He says that I used to tie a stone upon my stomach, and at times I used to be laying on the floor due to extreme hunger. One day I was also sat on the pathway where people used to walk. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he passed by me once while smiling. Seeing me in this state, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he immediately realized my condition. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that, "Oh Abu Huraira," and I replied, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Come with me." I followed Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam until we arrived at one of his blessed homes. Seeking permission, I entered the blessed home of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Seeing a bowl of milk, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked his family members as to where it had come from. So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a bowl of milk and asked, "Where has this milk come from?" They replied that a companion has sent this as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Looking at me, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Oh Abu Huraira," and I replied, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam," "go call the Ahl al-Sufa." Imagine the state that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala alayhi is in. That Sayyiduna Abu Huraira is in extreme hunger himself. And he sees a bowl of milk. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying, "Go call the remaining members of the Ahl al-Sufa." Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, being a companion and a gulam, a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, without any question, without any haste, without any delay, immediately acted upon the command of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and went and called the remaining members of the Ahlu Sufa. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions and he says that my feeling at that time was a very distressed feeling, because I had it in my mind that this one bowl, it won't be sufficient for everyone, all of the Ahl al-Sufa. And then I want to drink it as well because of my extreme hunger as well. But he went and he called the Ahl al-Sufa. And he says that when I called them, they came and they also sought permission from Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to enter into the home. And then when they received permission, they sat down. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then once again addressed Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. And he said that, "Take the bowl of milk and make each and every one of them drink it." So the person who himself is very extremely hungry, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is asking that individual to, "You take the bowl, you present it to all of the Ashab al-Sufa and you make them drink from it." He says that, "I then gave the bowl of milk to the first person, and after drinking as much as he could, he returned the milk to me." Then I gave it to the next person. He drank as much as he could. Then he returned it to me. Then I gave it to the following person. He drank as much as he could. And he returned it to me. Until all of the people of the Ashab al-Suffa, they drank the milk to their full. Then I gave this milk in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He smiled and he said, "Oh Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, now only you and I are left. Now only you and I are left." I said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi, you have spoken the truth." Then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Sit down and drink." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that I sat down and I drank from that bowl. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala again said, "Drink, drink more." He sallallahu ta'ala kept asking me to drink until I said that I swear by the one who has sent you with the truth, I am unable to drink anymore. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then ordered me to give him the bowl. I handed over the bowl to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he glorified Allah azza wa jal and drank the remaining milk by reciting Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the beautiful miracle of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan radiyallahu ta'ala an, he also puts this in a very beautiful couplet as well. And he says, "Kyu janabe Abu Huraira, tha wo kaisa jam-e-sheer, jisse 70 sahibon ka doodh se muh phir gaya."
Kyu janabe Abu Huraira, kaisa tha wo jam-e-sheer, kyu janabe
and views of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, these are the miracles of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's so many miracles that are documented of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the books of Seerah, in the books of Ahadith. These are a few highlighting miracles from the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our blessed messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was full of miracles. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given that authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform these miracles. Definitely these miracles are proofs of the prophethood and the nabuwa of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And when we hear these miracles and the power and the authority given to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as ummatis, as followers, lovers and devotees of him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, without any effort from our part, generally we just get happiness in our heart that how esteem and how great is the status of our messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to in the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to build our connection and our relationship with Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to benefit from the intercession of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tomorrow on the day of judgment. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel and continue to gain its blessings, and don't forget to continue to watch this silsila, the jewel of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah.